Hello and welcome to TWEP, proudly brought to you by Workplace Services Australia, your leading workplace strategy, change management, workplace culture and workplace services partner. My name is Blaine Williams. I'm the Director of Strategic Special Projects at WSA and I'm currently working on a number of workplace and bespoke once-in-a-lifetime projects for our sponsors' clients. One of the biggest challenges we are seeing in the post-pandemic world of project management, asset management, and workplace is the changing or developing skill sets required by these asset facilities or project managers. Your old school PM or FM traditionally has come out of the construction or hard service industries and is now being challenged to manage a diverse portfolio of assets with a far more people-centric focus. I've been working with an Australian state or territory government on the consolidation of three project management contracts into one that manages the repairs and maintenance of over 500 individual assets of varying types and standards. It is truly a very, very interesting project. Working with the client to make the service and the contract more customer-centric. Yes, you heard me. Our client has customers. The incumbent supplier never saw them or considered them as a customer. They only saw them as an occupier of the buildings to that client. The discussions have been to include generational change by submitting work orders with QR codes instead of fax machines. You heard me right, a facsimile machine. The introduction of the smartphone in Australia in 2007. You heard me right, 2007 saw the start of a revolutionary change on how people would communicate. You then couple a more robust and reliable satellite Wi-Fi service for customers in regional areas. Then add the hardware and infrastructure with an easy-to-use app for the customer, creating a hurdle-free, smart, electronic workflow that is far easier than using a fax machine and improves the customer experience. And this can be done from anywhere. The app can also be used by the PM or the FM when they are out in the field. It is also not only about the customer experience, but it is also about the client experience, where the back of house process between the client and the project managers is totally streamlined. We have seen on a couple of projects now where people can track how their requests are actually progressing. This allows the customer and the client to be kept up to date with the progression of each specific job. It is also about having the people that bring both the technical skills and the empathy of dealing with the customer into one role. You could say it's about improving the bedside manner. Maybe some of our medical professionals could take some advice from our emerging PMs and FMs. You don't need to be 23 years old to be an emerging PM or FM. It's not generational. It's about the person and their personality and their ability to adapt and change and cope with that change. It's about the ability of the PM or the FM to take the customer on that change journey as well. This is not going to work or come easy for everyone. I know a project manager who came from being a mechanical engineer, technically solid, technically a leader in his field. You speak to him about a customer-centric approach and empathy, and he looks at you like you're speaking Japanese. And he has zero interest in speaking Japanese, very much old school, my way or the highway. This customer-focused shift is really challenging these personalities, and they are either getting there or they are leaving the industry. It seems to be one or the other. It is always about the customer. All of our clients have customers. It's about the relationship or customer management. Unfortunately, there's not always good news around asset and facilities management issues. That is why open communication is always best. People may not be happy, but if you're upfront and they know that there is a solution in place or it's being worked on, this removes the anxiety out of the relationship. It's about the relationship, not just doing the mechanics. Anyone can do or coordinate the mechanics. But this new style of communication also extends into your engagement with your subcontractors, your building owners, and building managers. It's about making people feel that they are the most important part of the process. We are in an era where we need new thinking, flexible thinking, creative thinking, even innovative thinking, not just fixed lateral thinking, where we work with our clients on more proactive maintenance programs, where we just don't wait for it to break, but we work with our clients, forecasting the possible issues and being on the front foot to get to the issues before it gets to them. Being on that front foot is by introducing the concept of strategy into the asset, project, and facilities management space. This also applies to our PMs, FMs, and workplace managers' approaches to workplace needs. A more engaging and consistent discussion is where the market is heading. These discussions will also help in the take-up of return to the office and reinstate the PM or office services manager as the go-to person for physical and virtual workplace needs, instead of HR, who appeared to be given the keys to the kingdom once COVID hit. The technical know-how is key when dealing with the assets, but as important now is the people or customer management component. It's all about dedicating time to listen. So, the way we manage assets now needs to be a lot more flexible. We could say we've seen the evolution of human-centric design. So now, it's all about human-centric asset and facilities management. But human-centric asset management and workplaces are not about events, freebies, coffee, tea, or even snacks. It's not about the hospitality industry as we know it. It's about being hospitable. The hospitality industry part, it is nice, but some would describe it as window dressing. It's more about the quality of the service to the person. Not about closing out work orders as complete, even when the work has not been done, so it does not affect the FM or PM's SLA scorecard and making the client absolutely infuriated. It's about working through the issues. To be frank, to provide a human-centric way of managing assets or the workplace, it has to be a two-way street between the PM and the client. If it's not a two-way street, then the relationship is doomed from the outset. So there is massive change happening in this space today, and it will continue. It's time to take advantage of the technology advancements, develop proper and stringent e-workflows that are human-centric and see the reputation of the PM and FM reinstate themselves as a go-to reliable and trusted partner for all things asset, facilities, and workplace. If you are a PM, FM, or workplace expert and you would like to have some further discussions on this topic, reach out to me today and we can have a chat in one of our upcoming episodes. TWEP is proudly brought to you by our loyal sponsor, WSA, your experienced workplace strategy, change management, workplace design, and workplace culture partner. Check them out at www.wsagroup.au. Thank you for joining us for episode 15. Please see the attached show notes and leave us with your feedback or subscribe. The way it is today, Friday the 10th of November 2023. This has been the TWEP Podcast. I am Dwight Williams. Thanks for joining us.